From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has selected Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland as his nominee to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last month. The president made the announcement in the White House Rose Garden.
Someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence. These qualities and his long commitment to public service have earned him the respect and admiration of leaders from both sides of the aisle. He will ultimately bring that same character to bear on the Supreme Court, an institution in which he is uniquely prepared to serve immediately. Today I am nominating Chief Judge Merrick Brian Garland to join the Supreme Court.
Garland is currently the chief judge of the U.S. District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. You can read more on President Obama's comments at voanews.com. The gunman shot dead Tuesday in Brussels following a raid linked to investigations into the Paris attacks was Mohamed Belkaid, a 35-year-old Algerian living illegally in Belgium. This is the federal prosecutors in Belgium.
La personne abattue a été identifiée dans le courant de la soirée.
During a press conference today, federal prosecutors added that they were also holding two men and assessing whether they were connected to the shooting. A police sniper shot dead the Algerian who had an assault rifle after four officers were wounded on Tuesday in what investigators had expected to be a routine search. This is VOA News. Global soccer body FIFA has applied to U.S. authorities for tens of millions of dollars in damages from ex-officials indicted there for graft and recognized for the first time executives had in the past sold votes in World Cup hosting contests. Gianni Infantino, who has recently been elected president to clear out the worst corruption scandal in FIFA history, said the money had been meant for playing fields and kit, not officials' mansions and cars, and he said he would get it back no matter how long it take. The Swiss-based organization said it had filed a restitution request on Tuesday with federal prosecutors in New York. Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria on Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks with Syria's warring sides in Geneva. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held a press conference today. The Russian foreign minister says Turkey's shelling of Syria is undermining the start of the political process. His comments come as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in the country. Kerry said he would speak with both President Putin and the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about how to move forward with the process of bringing a political solution to the conflict. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 30 others. The victims were mostly government employees, according to Peshawar provincial officials. That's the site of the deadly blast. An initial police investigation concluded that the explosive material was hidden under a seat in the bus and a timed device was used to detonate it. Television footage showed the powerful blast completely destroyed that bus. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Pope Francis has appealed to the nations Wednesday to open their hearts and open their doors to migrants.
Quanti nostri fratelli invece stanno vivendo in questo tempo?
The Pope, in comments to thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square today, said that those waiting at the borders in the cold and rain were made to feel like exiles abandoned by God. His comments come as EU efforts to seal a deal with Turkey to halt the migrant tide from that country into Europe in return for political and economic rewards stumbled on Tuesday when EU member Cyprus vowed to block it unless Ankara recognized its nationhood. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.